Listen, this production, we're like Wayne's World. All right. We're like Wayne's World. We're kind of low budget. We do the best we can. And some days there are like maybe like one day every 2 years. Shit doesn't work. Today is that day.
Today is that day. And
today,
by the way,
day.
It's my fault, you guys. I know you're used to all the technical issues being on her end.
Not me today. It's not me. Can you believe
so,
it?
Yeah. Here's the deal. So our internet in the house is down. Like it's not down, but it's so slow that it can't run our normal program. And so it's my fault. And so
it's
now
kind
I'm
of a
on
problem.
My phone and I'm using, you know, the signal from the earth instead of my Metronet. And so
anyways, we're here.
We're here. And we're here, and we need to tell you really quickly before we even try to get into any kind of news, we need to tell you that now is the time that you want to get your hands on some food from Omaha Steaks. We had the bacon-wrapped fillets, what was it, last weekend? Oh my God, they are so freaking good. And they're included in the Dad's Love Steaks or the Dad's Want Steaks package that they have going on right now, which is of course just in time for Father's Day. And the package includes so many of the yummy things. So I have a list: the bacon wrap fillets, which we just had and enjoyed, the gourmet jumbo franks, the air chilled boneless chicken breasts, the caramel apple tartlets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you order, it's only $99 for this giant pack of stuff, and you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers thrown in. So you should definitely try it. It's omahasteaks.com. And then in the search field, you just type the keyword chicks, and then it'll take you right to this package and you can order it for Father's Day because dads want steak. Hello.
Yeah, they totally do. Chicken's my favorite because whenever I order, I'll eat their chicken and then I go to the store and I get chicken and I'm like, ew. Yeah, because their chicken's the best. Anyways, get that stuff. We don't have a banner because, you know, we suck today. So sorry. That's it.
I know. I would show you, but I can't.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Anywho, so
what were you going to promote? You were going to promote a thing.
I was going to promote our podcast and make sure that you guys are listening to our podcast. We talked with Nick Freitas. And
yes,
if you don't know who Nick Freitas is, he's completely awesome. We love him. And we hope that you will support our podcast. Make sure you're putting it in your tool belt or your pocket,
right there,
saving it for later and sharing it with a friend, even though today is not a good representation of that, but we're doing our best. We're like Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
I'm so sorry that things are so borked, you guys. I don't even know where to look. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if I'm looking at you or everything is so borked. Because I'm using my phone.
You're Hillary Clinton with the balloons. You're like, ooh.
Oh, balloons.
Yeah.
And here's the worst part of the technical difficulties, you guys. I can't show you any videos. And you know how we love to build our show around the videos of the latest and greatest news. So now we're going to be in a position where we're just forced to talk about it and like tell you about it without actually showing it to you. And the main thing, of course, is that Joe Biden was on with Jimmy Kimmel last night. And he was on for, I think it was like 23 minutes of full talk time.
And he stayed away. He remarkably stayed awake that entire time.
Well, because they pre-taped. They pre-taped.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So the clips that I was going to show were the one where he again referred to the Republican Party veering way to the right, right? Like calling it ultra MAGA and basically saying that the Republican Party has gone so extreme that it's just unrecognizable anymore. And so it's just so weird to hear him say things that we would say about the left.
The left,
And like, how does he not see that? How does he not see that it's not extremes on one side? It's extremes on both sides.
Both sides, yeah. Yeah, and how can he not take a page out of Matthew McConaughey's playbook and not be such a jerk? And be a little bit more unifying, which is what he promised all of us, right? Mm-hmm. He did not keep his promise. Listen, I didn't vote for the guy. I don't like the guy. And he's a career politician. He's done 40 years of public service and has done no service to the country whatsoever, except for take our money, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't like him at all, but he did make a promise to the American people that he was going to be more unifying, right? And there are people who believed him miraculously. There are people who are out there going, he's going to do that. And he didn't, he's not done any of that. If anything, he's divided us further. He's been, you know, just as divisive, if not more so than Obama was. So, I mean, I look at this and I'm just like, you just keep going and going and going and into more of the divisive territory when your poll numbers suck. It's like, can you not see, like, change course, dude? What is your problem? These people cannot, it's like they don't learn. He especially does not learn. And so, you know, there's no hope for him.
Well, there's never any accountability. I mean, this is an administration that puts blame on literally everything and everyone else except what they're doing. And it's so obvious to me. Like, I was having fights with people yesterday about this, is that anybody that's still supporting Biden and trying to cover for him or trying to say that he's doing a good job, I'm just like, but do you see that literally on his first day in office, he undid 24, there's somewhere between 24 and 30, he undid Trump policies. He executed executive orders that completely undid, wiped out so much of the progress that Trump had made. And then he turns around and he's like, this is all Putin's fault. No, it isn't, you idiot, you demented fool.
And he did that out of spite. He did it out of spite. He did it because he was personally, he had a personal vendetta against Trump. And he didn't give two craps about the American people or America. Mm-hmm. And so he did all that out of spite. And now he's like, oh yeah, Putin, just like you say. And he's like, I don't know why. And then yesterday I heard, you know, somebody talking about inflation and they're like, we don't know what to do. There's nothing else we can do now.
He's probably yelling.
Yelling at a bunch of her cronies, right? But just the Biden administration in general, they have no idea what to do about inflation. Well, here's a thought. Quit spending money. You know, that's the first thing. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I mean, I know that you should probably, I mean, just as a person who deals with a personal budget, that's the first thing I would do in my house. You idiots. It's like these people don't know how to deal with their own personal stuff. They've never had to do that because they've had no accountability or personal accountability. And so they don't know. Like, the first rule would be to quit spending freaking money. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, maybe you should drill here. I don't know. That's a thought.
That's a crazy thought.
Yeah, crazy. So, I mean, they don't know. Like, they're actually saying out loud now, we don't know. We're not sure what to do. We're just, you know, our hands are tied. We don't know. It's just sort of, we don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy just, where we are.
It's completely nuts. And then the other clip, there was so much that I wanted to share today, and now I can't, obviously, because I'm using my phone. But there was, Jimmy Kimmel tried to ask him about, like, what's going on with gun control? Why haven't we done anything? And Joe Biden's immediate response was to say that it's the right that has become too radical, and it's because they're beholden to the NRA. Wait, you know, the NRA at this point is just sitting back going, we didn't do anything, okay?
Right.
We're not the ones that put the gun in this crazy idiot's hands. This is not our fault, okay? Stop trying to use us as your Putin price hike. We are not a boogeyman here. We have never shot up a school. You know what I mean? And so it's got to be so frustrating for them. But the one thing, too, that I wanted to make sure, the other video that I wanted to show today was Biden fell up the stairs of his plane again. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
The guy can't do stairs.
Yeah, he can't do stairs. He can't do anything. He just simply can't do anything. And again, imagine if that were Trump.
Oh my God.
Remember they like nitpicked every single health, little tiny health thing that he did. Oh my God, he's dying, you guys. He's dying. Yeah. And then with Biden, my God, he trips all the time. He has like full on dementia, and they're like, no, he's fine. Like Robert De Niro, yesterday, 2 days ago, he's like, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. It's hard.
You guys, it's a really hard job.
Really hard. Yeah. He's just doing a tremendous job. Oh my God, Robert De Niro, what planet do you live on? Not mine. Yeah,
I know. The whole thing was as you might expect, because even though they joked, there was a point where they tried to joke about the fact that Fox News predicted that when Biden was on Kimmel, that Kimmel wouldn't ask him any tough questions. Like they had this ha-ha moment, like, oh, Fox News is, they made fun of Fox News. And then they were like, oh yeah, watch this. Like, look at me asking these serious questions. But it's not serious because it's just Jimmy Kimmel offering Biden a platform to tell him that he's really doing a great job. And then it's other people's fault, namely Republicans and Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, that nothing can get done. And right. It's not about nothing getting done. It's about Republicans and those two Democrat senators preventing more carnage from happening to our country. I mean, thank God, right, that they can't pass more shit.
Yeah, and the canned answers, you know, like when with the gun control stuff, you know, the canned answers that he's been, that all Democrats have been spewing for decades, you know, like about the NRA, like it's the NRA's fault. Oh my God, yawn. We have heard this crap over and over and over again. And this is why nothing gets done. This is why, you know, like there our schools aren't locked down and they're not hardened. You know, it's like, we're just, people are sick of hearing this crap. People are sick of people like Biden. I'm sick of these people, you know, and I'm not the only one. I'm not the only parent that looks at Joe Biden and says, you know what, you've been in an office like this for 40 years. What have you done, you jackass? Mm-hmm. You've done nothing. You've done nothing but take our money. So shut up already, you know?
Oh my God, I know. Well, there was another, and that really was about it. Like there, I watched the whole thing, but it was just sort of this give and take, like this happy conversation between two like-minded people,
right,
and not
right.
really a whole lot of substance. Other than just, it was, again, just Jimmy Kimmel allowing him a platform to say the same kinds of things. And my favorite thing about it is when Jimmy Kimmel will say, you know, it feels like we're stepping backwards on things. It feels like there's no progress. Everybody's suffering through all these high gas prices and high food prices. And then Biden will try to be like the elderly statesman and say, well, that's because people, you know, people who grew up in like families like mine, they just don't understand that this is really the best economy we've ever had. They don't understand because they need to be told in a way that makes sense to them. And I'm like, dude, this is probably what your comms team is saying to you every day, that you need to communicate in a way that people understand. The problem is that it's none of it's true. This isn't the best economy ever. People are struggling now more than they ever have, and they're not going to believe you if you try to tell them, don't believe your lying eyes and ears. Everything's fine. This is actually the greatest economy ever. You just can't tell. They're not going to believe it.
And for people in Washington, it may be fine. You know, I mean, it may be fine for Joe Biden because he gets to live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, things may be good for him because we pay for everything that he has. It's like, he lives high on the hog, y'all. Great. A lot of these government folks like live high on the hog. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have to worry about anything. Of course she doesn't. You know, her husband doesn't have to worry about anything when he's getting arrested. And it's like, none of that's public record because Democrats, they have it easy. They have a whole different way of life. They have a whole different set of rules. I mean, so of course life is great for them. It's not great for like people out here that are living in the real world. Give me a break.
I know. Well, and then before he tripped up the stairs of his flight, he was taking some questions, you know, how they do the like on the tarmac kind of questions. And so somebody asked him, you know, to comment on the fact that Chesa Boudin, the San Francisco DA, got booted yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone asked him about that. And his response to it was to say, well, I think voters sent a clear message that both sides need to tackle crime. Like, this is not, you just check out a Republican DA-led city and tell me if people aren't getting prosecuted. This is only happening in Democrat cities where people are just let go. The worst-led Democrat cities and the biggest ones are all places where you can literally loot a store, not get in trouble. You can commit violent crimes, maybe get a couple of months, or you just don't get prosecuted. And he's trying to say that the voters are sending a message to both sides? No, this is not a both sides thing.
Well, let them say that. Let them all be ignorant. I hope that they just stay. I hope they stay ignorant and stupid and thinking that this is just like a fluky thing. And it's like, just sending them. Fine. Let us just clean freaking house. I hope that's what happens. I hope that's what continues to happen. And I hope all of these places get cleaned up, and I hope the mayors get thrown out. I hope the governors get thrown out. I hope all that happens, because screw them. They're destroying our cities. And Gavin Newsom
won his primary again.
Ugh, God.
So, I mean,
you get the government you deserve, right? You get the government that you deserve. If you put that guy in place, then you get what you get and you don't have to throw a fit. That's how I look at it. So, I mean, California is California. California's going to California, right?
That's right. That's true. Right. Also, very important news. Today is Britney Spears' wedding day. So,
she's getting married today?
Apparently, and her parents and her sister are not invited. Her brother is. This is what I read this morning.
Interesting.
And there will be 100 guests. I don't know who and where and how all that's happening, but I did see that on the ever so reliable Daily Mail.
I had no idea. I had no idea that she was actually getting married today. I'm dying to know though what her dress will look like. I bet it will be tight. I bet it will be really tight
and short.
Just a hunch. Tight and short, and she'll be doing lots of twirls. She'll twirl in it a lot. She'll twirl. You know,
she'll do that. Then, yeah, she'll do that. And the head tilt, twirl. Like where and she like looks, and then the head tilt.
Yeah, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, Brittany. You do you. You do you.
But we just were go, girl.
Predicting that, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then let's see other videos. Obviously, the other big news, and it's in fact not being covered nearly well enough. I looked on the Daily Mail; it's not even there anymore. You guys, the fact that there was an attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. That is no longer on the Daily Mail website. Like,
can you believe this? I mean, I was like livid about this yesterday. Oh, I was losing my mind. I was losing my mind over this. Like, first of all, we got the FBI that's being weaponized, right? Like the FBI is being weaponized against, well, conservatives. Let's just get real. That's happening. Okay. So that's happening. And then Judge Kavanaugh, like some whacked out liberal is trying to kill Judge Kavanaugh. Does anybody care? Fox cares. It's like Fox, the only network that cares. Nobody else cares. And then you think that our president and our vice president would say something about this? No. Why would we say something about that? Why would we?
Well, and that's the other thing I wanted to show is Chuck Schumer, that old clip of him basically riling everyone up in front of the Supreme Court building and saying, looking around at the building and saying, you will pay for this. Like, he's literally inciting people. And the guy, they caught the guy. The guy gave a full-on confession saying, and he had guns, he had tactical gear, he had zip ties. Like, I don't know what he would have done to the judge's entire family, but clearly he even told the police, he was like, I wanted to kill him. I wanted my life to have a purpose, and this was
it. I'm suicidal, so I'm willing to do,
and,
right.
And at first, when CNN was reporting it, the chick, I forget her name, Whitney somebody or other, she was trying to say, well, I mean, this is just evidence that when we've heard from the Department of Justice, there's going to be a lot of right and left wing violence. It's like she's completely downplaying the fact that this is a leftist lunatic. And this guy openly said, I wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh because I was afraid that he was going to vote against abortion and that he was going to vote against gun rights, or that he was going to vote for gun rights.
Right.
And the guy got a gun. And so I'm just like, what? Okay, this is not a right problem. This is not happening in front of the other justices who are, you know what I mean? Like, who are leftists. They're all left alone. And so and I had a whole thread that I was going to show you guys of all of the violence. Andy Node collected all this gigantic Twitter thread of all of the violence that has taken place that you will probably not hear about in the news, that has taken place at all of these pregnancy centers. There has been rampant leftist activist violence and vandalism and like literal burning down of pregnancy centers. These are centers that help pregnant women. They don't even have anything to do with the abortion debate. They're just trying to help pregnant women who want to have babies and maybe put them up for adoption. These centers are being destroyed by these psychopaths, and these CNN people have the nerve to say, "Well, this is an extremist on both sides issue." F them! Oh my God!
It's a way to downplay it. It's a way to downplay. This is leftist violence. I just cannot believe that this was not covered more yesterday and that people aren't completely outraged. First of all, it's illegal. It's illegal for them to protest in front of a Supreme Court justice's home. And so those people should be arrested. They should have been arrested when they were doing it, what, a month ago or whatever, when they were doing it. And they didn't do that. They didn't do it. They should be doing it. The fact that he's like walking down the street with all that crap. What the hell? Like what?
Well,
like
what? And it really worries me because, you know, I think about Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Kavanaugh's families. And I think, what if they, I would not want to put up with this. I would be saying, you need to resign. And then what? So we're going to have either somebody assassinated or because they're just fearful for their own families. What if they choose to say, this is not worth it. I'm not doing this anymore. I care about the safety of my family too much to even deal with this crap. And what if they just say enough's enough and they resign? And then we open it up for Biden to put in a bunch of more psychopaths on the Supreme Court.
They get what they want. The left wins. The left is delighted about that. This is what they want, Miriam. This
oh
is what
my
they
God.
Want. Yeah, this is what they want. They love this. They absolutely love it. You don't think that's what Chuck Schumer wants? You don't think that's what the left wants? That's why they're not reporting about it. They love it. They want this violence. They want this like summer of rage. They're all excited about that. And anybody who tells you otherwise is lying. They are lying because nobody is outraged about this on the left. Nobody. Nobody's speaking out, especially from the top. The president didn't say anything about this. The vice president, they are the ones who should be setting the tone to say, this is not okay. This is absolutely not okay. How dare somebody do this against one of our Supreme Court justices? Don't you do this. That is where it should be coming from. They should be setting the tone. And the fact that they didn't do this, like with robustness yesterday, it's sick and twisted. Like how asinine is that? I cannot believe that yesterday we didn't hear from them immediately over this. Nothing. Crickets.
Can you imagine like if this was like happening to RBG when she was still alive because there was fear that she would vote for more pro-choice or whatever the case may be.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? I mean, it would be an explosion of rage and continuous 24/7 coverage. There would be nothing else talked about.
Well, once again, there's a double standard. How many times have we seen this double standard? How many times aren't y'all just sick of the double standard? I mean, in every facet, we talked about, you know, the FBI being weaponized against conservatives. We talked about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting like a DUI and like being reckless and being a complete asshat, and like he gets coverage. Why does he get coverage? You know how many kids are killed by drunk drivers every year? I mean, you don't hear outrage from the left going, oh my God, we got to save the kids. Seriously. Yeah. Her husband is like driving around drunk. It's like, so he gets, do we get to see like what he did? Do we get to see his mugshot? Do we get to see anything about him? No, because he gets coverage because he's Nancy Pelosi's husband. Why is that? Why does he get coverage? If he were a Republican's husband, you think he'd get coverage? Hell no. Hell to the no, he wouldn't get coverage. That wouldn't happen. There is such a double standard in this country. It is sick. It is just like, it is unacceptable. And we just sit back and we allow it to happen.
It's actually a good time for us to remind you guys that if you have not gotten on the email list for the presidential election project, this is something that is so important because what happened in 2020 when there was all this hullabaloo around what Mike Pence was allowed to do with respect to the state electoral votes, there's so much that's like ambiguous and not clear about the laws with respect to that part of the vice president's role. And so before 2024, it's really, really important that that gets sorted out. And that is what the Presidential Election Project is trying to do. And so they are working through trying to get legislation passed to make sure that the vice president's role is really defined, right? So that Kamala Harris doesn't just decide that she has powers that she really doesn't have to make decisions that override what the state electoral vote counts are. So you should sign up for the email list because they are doing all the work and they will be able to give you updates about who you can contact in terms of your own representatives to make sure that this gets sorted out before 2024. So you just need to go to presidentialelectionproject.com. And you can add your name to their email list and you'll learn about the updates that they're doing. And so it's important that you get those updates and spread the word. Super, super important.
And then also make sure you're following us on Facebook Insiders and our locals, chicksontheright.locals.com. Those people are the best. You guys, those people are awesome. Check it out. If you haven't checked it out, I don't know why you haven't checked it out, but definitely check them out. Okay.
Please do it. Let's see. The other big story that I wanted to make sure to top. Okay. So I talked about Andy No. I talked about the Kavanaugh. The other thing that seems to be like gaining some traction now is the fact that there are five, I think at this point, perhaps more, but five Tampa Bay Ray baseball players who are refusing to wear the LGBT, like the pride flag thing, the colors on their logo, on their hats. And they're using, you know, they're saying this isn't like something from a religious standpoint that I want to like openly support. And so now they're getting all kinds of backlash because they won't freaking wear rainbow colors. And so now there's like, there's players that are on the team, other players, there's other people in the organization. And there's of course backlash across the country from leftist weirdos who are saying that them not wearing rainbows proves that LGBTQ people are not welcome at baseball games. And I'm just so, like,
wait,
what
so the if
hell?
They wait, so if they don't wear it, then that means that they're not welcome from them at baseball.
Right.
This is the dumbest thing. I saw something, I think it was ESPN. People were talking about this at ESPN. Somebody made the comment, you know, it used to be that we were able to just watch freaking sports on ESPN.
Yeah.
You remember like back in the day when they just played sports, and now we're talking about like LGBTQIXYZ LMNOP crap on ESPN all the time. Like this is what they do. They talk about social justice shit on ESPN all the time. It's like, can we just watch sports? Remember?
Right.
Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's
I
just
remember.
So yeah. It's just the dumbest thing. Like why has that Why is it this all the time? It's like people have to be so sick of this crap where they just want to like watch a ball game, you know? It's like, my God. And I'm sure some of these guys are like, you know what? I don't want to represent that. I'm a guy that, you know, some of these guys may have religious convictions where they want to believe what they want to believe, and let them believe what they want to believe. I mean, don't
right.
push that on them. If they don't want to have that pushed on them, don't push it on them. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And it's you and I have talked about this where it's like, it's not just an acceptance thing anymore. It's I want to push it down your kids' throats now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I want to put a drag queen show. I wrote about this yesterday on our site. There's some state senator in California, of course, he's in San Francisco. And now he wants to like instill or enact a drag queen 101 course in K-12 courses, like in K-12 like curriculum in California. And I'm thinking, you know, that's the thing. It used to be these people jump the shark, man. Like they start out and they're just like, it starts out as acceptance and love and everybody love one another. And then it becomes about, I want to shove it down your kids' throats. And that's when people like me, I'm just like, you know what? You can F off and stay mm-hmm. away from my kids. And that's when I start getting really irritated with this garbage. It's like, it starts out safe, legal, and rare, right? Abortions start out as safe, legal, and rare. And then they jump the shark to, let's celebrate it. Abortions are awesome. This is where these people like become maniacal. And I want to punch them in the face.
I think about like, if I were a professional baseball player, which is hilarious on its face. But like, if I were one of these players, for me, it wouldn't be a religious conviction. And I know that's what's angering, like a lot of the ESPN reporters, I've seen them say they're hiding behind their religious bigotry.
Right.
But for me, it has nothing to do with religion. For me now, because the activists are so radical and crazy, when I see a pride flag or see the pride rainbow or whatever, I associate it with radical activism. So even though I personally think if you want to be gay and come to this baseball game, you come on in.
Yeah.
You are more than welcome. I love you all the same. But I don't want to support the radical activists. And
exactly.
And that to me is what that pride flag says. So it's not about supporting gays or loving them or wanting to accept them or welcome them. I do all those things, but I am not going to support a flag which now represents to me the craziest radical psychopaths in that group. I'm not about it. And so
right.
why should these baseball players be forced to participate in that? It just makes no sense to me.
Because they're the jump the shark people. They're,
yeah.
they're basically wearing the patch of the jump the shark people. I don't want to be friends with the jump the shark people. They can kiss my butt. I'm not doing it. Yeah. And I don't want any part of that. Yeah,
that's right.
Did a bad accounting rule lead to the 2008 financial crisis? I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, I'll tackle that question. I'll also share my insights from decades in the private equity world and explain what it takes to be successful. Join John Tamney of Real Clear Markets and me as we break down the memoir of Blackstone's Stephen Schwarzman. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is in your sack of whack today?
Okay, sack of whack, you guys. So I can't believe we didn't cover this. Like this is not, it's kind of whack, you know, but it's also something that I think we all need to be aware of, and we need to just kind of handle, I guess, like heretofore and forthwith. And that is the fact that Turkey now wants to be called Turkey-yay. They have rebranded the country Turkey.
Oh,
I don't know if you are aware of this.
Birds have risen up and want a name change.
Well, that's one of the reasons that the country Turkey is rebranding, is they don't want to be associated with the bird. And so they at the UN, they made the change and they said, we want to be called what, I guess that they actually have, their real name is Turkey-yay. And it has like the little, it's called an umlaut? Is that what it's called? The little two dots? Is that what that's called?
I think
so. Is that an umlaut, you guys? I don't know if I have that right, because I haven't studied that in quite some time. But it's over the U. And then at the end, it's like, it's T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. That's how, and so it's Turkey-yay. Turkey-yay. So I figured you would really love this, because you get to go yay at the end of it. Okay, so they want to be called that from now on, because they don't like being called Turkey. So they're rebranding their name, which I got to tell you, I don't know if this is going to work. It's kind of like the time you and I tried to rebrand just to be Muck and Daisy. It didn't go over well. It was like a lead balloon. People were like, no, we're not going to call you Muck and Daisy. You're the chicks on the right. Remember when we tried to rebrand for like 2 days? It didn't work. Remember? Do you remember?
I just remember us getting that flack when we tried to use our real names on the radio. And people were like, no, I can only call you Malcolm Daisy. That's it.
Right. So people didn't like that, the rebranding. And then it also reminds me of, remember when Jeb Bush like put the exclamation point after his name? Jeb! And he was like, Jeb! Yeah. And so now it's Turkey-yay. So you have to remember Turkey-yay is now their name. So the UN has recognized this, and they are going to refer to them heretofore as Turkey-yay. So if you hear that and you're like, wait, what?
Is that?
That's their name now, you guys. Their name is Turkey-yay. It's not Turkey. So if you book a trip to Turkey, it's not Turkey. You have to call or, you know, get online and be like, I'm going to Turkey-yay.
Oh my God.
Not Turkey. Okay. So that's their name. That's your what?
Just want to remind everybody, because everything is so whack right now, you should be thinking about diversifying your financial portfolio in every possible way. And I'm not even talking about just gold, which I am talking about, but in every way, right? It's, you don't ever want to have all your eggs in one basket. And so if you have your IRAs, your 401ks, whatever, and you've thought, what about, maybe I should be thinking about adding physical gold to my portfolio, then this is a great way to do it. So you should check out the people that we go to, which is Acre Gold. Acre Gold is the best place to get physical gold because you can subscribe to it. You can do it on a layaway plan, right? Like you send $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever. And you, as you earn it, then they just send it to you in the mail, and they send it to you and it looks like this. You can touch and hold it. You can put it in your safe. You can take it to a safety deposit box, wherever you want to have it. You can stock up, and you know that you're hedging against inflation a little bit, hedging against what the markets do a little bit. It's just another way to diversify. So you don't want to have all gold. You don't want to have all 401k. You don't want to have all anything. You want to be as diversified as possible. This is a great way to do it. You can get more details at getacregold.com/chicks.
I did see a story that I can tell you in place of a talk, because it just completely blew my mind.
Or a joke,
I can tell
or something.
You a quick story. It's not a joke. This is unfortunately really, really true. And I would have had it on my screen and I could have given you all the details with precision if my computer was working. But I will give you the gist. And then if you guys want to look up the details, you can look this up, because this is going to impact all of us eventually. And the story is that there is a woman who had sex with her ex boyfriend or husband, I'm not sure which, because again, I don't have the story in front of me. Anyway, she had sex in the back of the car belonging to her ex, okay? And in the process of having said sex, she contracted an STD, okay? So whatever, so she got an STD from her ex. She ended up suing the insurance company of the car, okay? So Geico, who happens to be the insurance provider for the car insurance for the guy who owned the car that she had sex in and then contracted this disease, they have settled with a $5.2 million settlement in her favor. And so what this is, and people are freaking out, like insurance companies are like, WTF, because they're trying to make the case that because this injury happened inside a car, that it counts as against his auto insurance. And the jury found, or the court found, yes, Geico is responsible. She gets over $5 million for this. And now the fear is that insurance companies are going to have to rewrite all of their policies, not just for cars, but for homes. Because if you happen to catch a disease in a home, same rules apply, right? So now, because this case was won, this could dramatically change the pricing of all of our policies. I mean, it's freaking scary that this was a case that actually worked out in this chick's favor. I can't believe it. Like, I cannot believe she won.
$5 million?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. There, you know, there are chicks everywhere going, oh, damn, what's the statute of limitations?
I mean, and she must have been able to prove that yeah. happened in the car, right?
Like car. It must have,
but yeah, wow. That's a thing now. So
wow.
I'm sorry that's that great. I had to tell you that story instead of showing you talks, but such is my life today.
You said it was her ex-husband?
Ex-husband or boyfriend. I can't remember which, because I can't see it right now. And I skimmed it thinking, oh, well, I'll just be able to look at it while I tell you guys the story, but I can't
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, that's such an interesting. That's interesting. You know, because I grew up as an insurance brat. My dad was an insurance. And so, I mean, I find that fascinating because everything was insurance. Like, you have to have insurance for this and insurance for that, insurance, you mm-hmm. know? And then he did malpractice stuff. And so, I mean, the insurance thing is really fascinating to me because, man, people can manipulate that, you know?
Right.
And she did.
She figured out a loophole and she grabbed it. And now she's $5 million richer.
Yeah. And we're poorer because of it. You know what
we'll
I mean?
All be poor because of it. Yeah.
Yeah. God. Okay.
I know.
All right. All right. Well, on that note, we made it through, Mark.
We made it through. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry this was so borked. Hopefully my internet is back in service tomorrow and it'll all be back to normal.
We did all right. It was a little Wayne's World.
I know. I like showing videos. I like giving that color to our videos and having that to... I really wanted to show you some Kimmel clips, but oh well. We probably would have gotten a copyright strike anyway. So.
We probably would have, I know. So screw them. We did it old school, you guys. Bring it
that's
in.
Right.
Bring it in, everybody. Everybody bring it in. My dogs
yes,
are up.
Okay.
Astrid wants to say hello.
Hello to Astrid.
Yeah. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
China is on a mission to destroy the United States, and our government refuses to see it or do anything about it. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. Washington Times China expert Bill Gertz joins me to explain how China is poised to weaken and cripple our nation, from its endless military ambitions to its irregular warfare of pumping fentanyl into the United States. Join us. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.